He is unofficially Australia's happiest chef. His name is Miguel. The Living Room is back tonight. Good morning, Miguel.
Good morning, Sunshine. Oh. I love how you guys go with the pumpkins. I actually been in the pumpkin festival, and I have to smash a lot of pumpkins.
Miguel, I just love you so much. You are such a great person. We've actually spoken before. I don't expect you to remember that. But we did talk about a particular spice for about 2 minutes straight, and that spice was paprika.
Oh, paprika. I love paprika.
The
whole one, the sweet one, or the smoggy one? What kind of paprika you are? Sweet, smoggy, or hot?
All the paprikas, Miguel. I had an argument with someone semi-recently about paprika, and I want to ask you, because I feel like you're an expert in this field. Is paprika just crushed up capsicum? Is this what it actually is?
Not really just. Okay, so paprika just depends on the country. It's different species of capsicum. It's a round capsicum that looks like a pepper bell. It's really round. It's the size of a golf ball. But it's the process of how it's been cured and how it's been dried what it makes it special. So, for example, in Spain, in the south of Spain, we cure it and dry it with the sun. So it takes the flavor from the sun. In places like Hungary, they smoke it. So it gets that smoky flavor.
Yeah, so it just
depends on the process of curation and how it gets dry. It's like, and how it gets grounded. The mortar and pestle they get used. The granite, the marble. It's just a million things to take in consideration. So it's not just a capsicum. It's the capsicum.
The capsicum.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, Miguel.
If paprika was an influencer, we'll have 40 million followers.
Molly and I were having a chat off air yesterday, Miguel, and she said something that broke my heart, and I think it might break yours as well, because she said to me, I just don't care that much about food. I'm just not passionate about food. She just eats a couple of kind of staple meals a day, little things, and that's how she gets by. She doesn't care. Why should we care about food, Miguel? Where's the love?
Food is the machine of the human body. Like, we should, you know, it's amazing. Some people just don't have that passion for cooking. They do a lot of functional eating.
Yeah, that's
so
me.
They just eat food because they have to. But I really believe that everybody's got a hidden love for food.
Mm.
Food is like, you know, food is culture, food is tradition, food is legacy, food is communication, food is language, food is everything.
Food is love.
Like everything around us. So what is your favorite thing, Molly? What is your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing, if I'm talking a meal, I really like making a good curry. But the problem, Miguel, is that I'm often cooking for one, which means I make a curry and I've got to eat it consecutively for like 5 days. So that's why I have no, you know, spice in my life, because I'm eating the same meal on repeat.
So what about the neighbours? Do you have night neighbours?
Do I have nightmares?
No, neighbours. Neighbours!
Share it around. Share the curry.
Look,
love.
Miguel, if you want some of my curry, you just have to ask.
In a hurry.
Oh my God.
It's a fine line between neighbors and neighbors.
I mean, sometimes your neighbors can be a nightmare.
Yeah, when I've got a nightmare of a neighbor.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Okay, we've been talking about hot cross buns here. Obviously, Easter fast approaching, and we have had a very heated argument, young Damon and I, between fruit and fruitless hot cross buns. Where do you sit on this argument?
Ooh, you see, like 80% of Australia, fruitless.
Mm.
Like the 20 small percentage, fruit.
See?
The thing is, you know, like nobody, you know, everyone I know around my circle don't like the fruit.
Really?
I love it.
I belong in your circle.
I think if it's not fruit, it's not like little surprises. It's a little bit boring and it's just butter and a little bread roll.
Yeah.
I think the fruit makes it, the fruit, the nutmeg, the spices, the cinnamon, all the really nice things, they make it more Eastery. And, you know, that dried fruit, they're good for you as well. You feel like kind of good that you're eating fruit, but you just have 400 calories.
Do you think they'd be better with paprika? We could do like a spicy...
Oh, stop with the paprika chat.
You know what? If we do a savoury hot cross bun with paprika, I'm coming for dinner with your curry.
Oh, Miguel.
Miguel, the living room returns tonight. We're really excited for it. Tonight's all about camping, which ahead of the Easter weekend is perfect timing. You're doing a little bit of campfire special food. What are you cooking up?
I'm making like a beautiful carne asada. It's like a tacos grilled corn with chipotle mayo. And showing people how to make their own tortillas, because everybody buys the tortillas from the supermarket, but it's really easy to make them. So I'm going to show the talk to Dale how to have a beautiful Mexican feast. Ay, 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 Chihuahua. and I think, andale, andale, arriba, arriba. Everybody's going to love it. But like, the living room tonight is going to be fantastic. We have a new set. We have all these new quirky games. Have all this fun stuff. And if the show, you know, everybody is quite loyal to the show and love it, this one is going to be the bomb. It's going to knock your socks off.
Miguel, if I see tonight on the show you're cooking up a paprika hot cross bun as the Easter camping special, I will say you stole it from me.
Yeah. You know what? I'm that kind of really nice guy that credits people in Instagram when I take a photo.
The Living Room premieres the new season tonight. Network 10, 7:30. We can't wait, Miguel. You are a brilliant ray of sunshine. Thanks for gracing us this morning.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for the support, and I look forward to talking to you through the year. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Vista, baby. Paprika!